the Al-Qaeda attacks 2 years ago spotlighted the best and worst of journalism. Early coverage was praised as a model of informed reporting. Since then, and with continued conflict in Iraq, critics say too many news organizations are back to their old habits, ignoring world affairs in favor of tabloid stories. A new book addresses post-9/11 coverage. The Media and the War on Terrorism was edited by Marvin Kalb and Stephen Hess, who held panel discussions with journalists, government officials, and scholars. They say the Pentagon declares the embedding of journalists in Iraq with military troops a success, but Marvin Kalb says that's because that phase of the conflict was just 3 weeks long.
If the war had gone on, if things had gone terribly wrong in Iraq from the point of view of the U.S. military, would this whole embedding idea have been regarded as a success? There is a question about that. I think a very large question.
Stephen Hess.
The embedded process, as it happened in Gulf War II, it was criticized for were the journalists now cheerleaders? And that's a very serious question. We have a quote from a Japanese journalist who is with the 1st Marines, and he says, hey, these people are keeping me alive. It's a possibility that you do end up with cheerleading.
But that access is in contrast to other elements of reporting on this administration. The access to documents, to data, to what goes on in meetings is more secretive than it's been in quite some time.
Except for those moments and with those reporters when the administration wants to cut loose.
Mm-hmm.
So it really ends up with the administration determining the reporter, the organization, and the issue that they want to be upfront with the American public on, and many of the issues that they want to keep pretty much to themselves.
Has anything really changed? I mean, before September 11th, the cable channels were obsessed with Chandra Levy, and now it's Kobe Bryant and Lacey Peterson. I mean, there was a brief period of substance there.
There was a brief period of substance because it was a war and American lives were on the line. But the industry today, and I'm not talking just about cable news, they are determined today essentially by the new technology that drives the industry and the new economic underpinning of almost each company and corporation within the industry. These two forces push the industry along, and it requires certain kinds of coverage. I think that they are underestimating what it is that the American people want and can tolerate.
Yeah, but in truth, Bob, there's got to be some strong evidence that the Americans care about this for the networks then to put in the resources.
Of course, we dropped the ball, too. Before September 11th, there was the Hart-Rudman report,
yeah,
warning of American vulnerability to a terrorist attack. Months later, it happened. My point being, that wasn't widely reported.
It was not widely reported, and one of the most interesting chapters for me was listening to former Senator Warren Rudman, who, with former Senator Gary Hart, were the two leaders of this commission and its report about the strong likelihood that there would be a 9/11 in the United States. And Senator Warren Rudman tells us that a New York Times reporter from the Washington Bureau, he did not name the reporter, was there for the first 10 minutes of the news conference at which all of this terrifying stuff was articulated. The reporter listened, picked himself up, and walked out. Somebody ran after him and said, what are you leaving for? He said, doesn't sound like news to me.
Think anyone would change his mind since these sessions were held some time ago?
We have gone through tumultuous events since 9/11. Are we as a people capable of looking at 9/11 and drawing genuine conclusions so that politics doesn't stand in the way, such as old habits of thinking don't stand in the way, and being able as a nation, as a profession in journalism, to think about these new issues in a new way? My gut feeling is no, we're not there as yet.
And we have some evidence along that line, because one of our participants was Andy Kohut, the famous Pew pollster, and he did several studies for us before, in the middle, after 9/11, and it's so clear that there's a spike, that everything looks interesting and important, and then over time it just drops down to back where it was on 9/10, and that's pretty scary stuff.
Stephen Hess is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Marvin Kalb is a senior fellow at Harvard University's Shorenstein Center on the Press. They edited the book, The Media and the War on Terrorism.